Lord, open our hearts to a spirit-filled Lent. Writer Sarah Condon recently reflected on our common Lenten practice of giving something up or taking something on. It went straight to my heart when I read it. She said, too often, Lent becomes another self-improvement project and a second chance to fulfill our New Year's resolutions, neatly laid out in a 40-day plan. We like that neatness. We who have washed the same load of laundry 3 times because we keep forgetting to put it in the dryer. We who have resorted to eating cereal for dinner because we're just too exhausted to go to the grocery store. We who yell too often at the people we love the most. This is a season of grief and weakness and a chance to open our hearts to that fact. But the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness, and our gospel today is bookended by the magnificent movement of the Spirit. Towards the end of chapter 3, we have the baptism of Jesus in the wilderness by his cousin John, at which time we are told Jesus was praying and heaven opened up and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven saying, you are my son, the beloved, in you I am well pleased. Our gospel today begins with Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Then we take that familiar tour of all the ways that the devil decides to tempt Jesus. We know these temptations. They are common to humanity. The physical temptation, you are so hungry, just turn these stones into bread. The allure of power, if you will worship me, all this will be yours. And the illusion of ultimate authority and control over our circumstances. Throw yourself down, Jesus. God will send his angels to protect you from all harm. In verse 13, at the end of our appointed passage today, we hear this oft unexamined verse that is very provocative to me. When the devil finished every test, he departed from him until an opportune time. But that's for another sermon on another day. Immediately following this is written, then Jesus, filled with the power of the Spirit, returned to Galilee, and a report of him went all around, spreading through the surrounding country. Pointing back to the original Greek, scholar and translator Sarah Rudin introduces a few new ways for us to hear this gospel today. She has translated Holy Spirit as holy life breath, wilderness as wasteland, and finally, the devil as the slanderer. With Rudin's translation of these few key words, the gospel now sounds like this. Then Jesus, full of the holy life breath, returned from the Jordan and was led by the life breath into the wasteland. And for 40 days, he was tested by the slanderer. These 40 days in the wilderness or wasteland recall Israel's 40 years of wandering in the wilderness after the Exodus. This testing by the slanderer and these symbolic 40 days got me thinking about what was happening as the Holy Spirit moved in Jesus' life and as the Holy Spirit moves in our lives in these 40 days of Lent in the year 2022. It also caused me to reflect on the ways Jesus had been formed over the fullness of his life, now at 30 years. How do we meet with testing? How did Jesus meet with testing? How do we meet the places of deep difficulty in all of our lives. When I first became active in the Episcopal Church about 22 years ago, I will admit that I found some of the language in the baptismal covenant kind of jarring. I have come to better appreciate these pieces with which I struggled and wrestled. You may guess which one it is. Namely, the short but very significant question, will you persevere in resisting evil? And whenever you fall into sin, repent and turn to the Lord. Then we say, I will with God's help. Whenever you fall into sin, not if. Sin, after all, means missing the mark. And we can all attest to the many times that we do miss the mark. Just before that is the question, will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of the bread, and in the prayers? And again we say, I will with God's help. I believe for Jesus, these three practices were crucial as he was being prepared for what would happen to him in the wilderness, in the wasteland with the devil. Continue in the apostles' teaching, fellowship, and the breaking of the bread, and in the prayers. Jesus knew the Torah intimately. He was able, even at a very young age, to go into the synagogue and open up the scriptures to those who already knew the scriptures well. He broke bread daily with his family and with others, and you will recall how many times his miracles and works during his ministry had to do with bodily food and drink. And finally, in the prayers, Jesus' life was soaked in prayer. He was brought up living with the Jewish prayers of his childhood. He was well acquainted with them. And then during his formal ministry, we hear over and over again how often he departed from the group and from his disciples sometimes, and went away by himself to spend time in prayer and in solitude. Before he wrestled with the slanderer, he was girded up in the practices which fed him spiritually and physically. His inner self was sturdy. He had a deep understanding of the scriptures. He had the inner reserves to effectively deal with all that happened in the wilderness as he was tested. He did not succumb to those very slippery deceptions that even today, and maybe especially today, are present for each of us. I want what I want. I'm in control of my life and my universe. I will seek power. I will, dot, dot, dot. You fill in the blank yourself. You may well say, of course, Jesus went in and out of the wilderness full of the Spirit. He could handle that wild wasteland. But what about me? I am not Jesus. And to quote from one of my favorite songs, I'm only human after all. This is certainly true, but we've heard a very specific pattern that's been laid out for us, for you and for me. What about the places in my life where there is battle being waged? What about the wasteland of my interior self? How do I live a life that is filled with the Spirit? Let's go back for a moment then to the Holy Spirit in this passage and how the Spirit works in our lives. We are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism. The holy life breath is within each of us. We cease to physically exist when that breath leaves our body. Take a deep breath right now. Invite the Spirit to lead and empower you. Reconciliation leader and author Catherine Meeks would say to us, if she was here right now, interrogate yourself, brothers and sisters. What lie might the slanderer be whispering in your ear, which needs to die this Lenten season? And what hope is being resurrected in you these 40 days? May we each allow for the working of the Spirit, the holy life breath, in the places of our grief, our weaknesses, and our deep pain. Then may our increasing wholeness be offered as a gift to those around us. This is individual work, yes, but it is the work of the people together. Lord, open our hearts to a Spirit-filled Lent. Amen.